Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. It's Monday, so you know what that means. It means it's time for Get to Know Night. That somewhat weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many questions. I'm going to jump right into it. The first question is from Huge Ass. I'm a fan of Hugh names. Humongous is a good one, too. What is your favorite number and why? What is your favorite zodiac sign and why? And what is your favorite kind of pasta and why? Love you, bye. I think that rhymed. I think my favorite number, I don't know if I have a favorite number anymore. When I was a kid, it used to be 13. I really like 13. I love playing with bad luck. but as an adult, maybe 4. 4 is a good number. I like 4 a lot. If I had to pick a number, I probably would pick 4. Yeah, for a jersey number, probably pick 04. Yeah, probably. And then zodiac sign. I'm just gonna pick Taurus because I'm a Taurus, and I really don't know much about any of the other signs. and then pasta. Probably spaghetti. I'm gonna keep it basic. Thank you for the question, Huge Ass. I really appreciate it. All right, let's see. Anonymous asks, you've talked about depression and going to therapy before. Have you ever been in denial that you were depressed? I can see all the signs, but for some reason I can't accept it. Like maybe it's rooted from always being invalidated growing up. I don't know how to explain it, but I can't get myself help because I don't feel like I deserve it in any meaningful way. Yeah, I get that. I don't know. I think my denial came from me thinking I could solve it myself. I think that's true for a lot of my own stuff. I think that's one of my big hurdles is asking for help. Because I struggle to do that. I feel like I need to handle things all on my own. I think a lot of people feel that way, that they don't want to go, especially when it comes to mental health stuff, because it feels really personal. It feels like, I don't know, I feel like no one will understand, you know? Like, you'll go and you'll tell your story, and then, like, you're afraid of, like, the inevitable rejection or all the other things that could happen, but, like, I can tell you, at least from my experience with therapists, that it's not been that way, and it's been a, like, really healing process. It's been a hard process. It's not easy, but it's definitely healing. And they definitely, they have tools that you just don't have. I don't know, I think that's the value in going to see someone and going to, like, because I know it's expensive and I know it's hard, but I don't know. It's nice having someone you can go to and just talk about what's going on in a way that you probably can't anywhere else. So yeah, I know it's hard, but I would really recommend it because it does make a world of difference. I don't think anyone's so broken they can't be helped. I know I felt that I was so broken that no one could save me at times. So and here I am. So I know that's like patently untrue. So, wherever you are, whatever's going on, I definitely think you should talk to someone because talking to someone always helps. It's always better to get it out than keep it in. Take it from someone who's known that from experience. It's always better to get it out. So I hope that helps. And you are totally worth being saved, and you're totally worth getting help, and you're totally worth it all. You might not see it because you're just too close to the elephant, but we all are. We're all too close to ourselves. Which makes it hard to see, you know, things in perspective. So that's why we need to go talk to someone else who can put it in perspective for us. So I hope that helps. Thank you so much for the question. I hope it gets better. All right. Butterfly Sage asks, are your audios based off of your real life? Yeah, I think for the most part, I mean, for me, so when I make audios, they're all basically improv. They're all off the top of my head. They're all... they have to be grounded in some kind of reality for me. They have to be grounded in something, for me to pull from. So, like, yeah, and in every audio, there is a kernel of truth somewhere. There has to be, to build everything else. And yeah, so for me, it's easy to pull from my own life because it's stuff I know. But yeah, that's a lot of where ideas come from is from just, I don't know, just from life, really. more than anything else. So yeah, I hope that answers the question, but Butterfly Sage, thank you for asking it. Yeah, it's hard to, because it's a sliding scale, obviously, because like the very sci-fi high concept ones are not very much grounded in any kind of like reality I've existed in, but in the sense of like the relationship dynamics or the human interaction parts, I that's always drawn from real life. I think it's always come from like a real place. So yeah, thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. All right, Lilo asks, hi Lilo, hi Kay. I recently listened to your hypnosis audio and it was really cool. I didn't think I was someone who was susceptible to hypnosis, but I was wrong. When did you get into hypnosis and why? I think everyone is susceptible. I think it's a sliding scale. I don't know if there's anyone who's, if you're very resistant, but a very like seasoned practitioner could probably get you into a state. I got into hypnosis when I was very young. My mom got licensed to do hypnosis. She wanted to do it, and when she was doing it, she basically dragged me along because she wanted someone to study with. So I got I couldn't get licensed because I was too young at the time, but I did all the practitioner stuff, and I did all the training and did all the homework, so I was able to when I was younger. I did a lot in college. It was like a fun trick I could do, was hypnotize people, but I am like sorely out of practice. I haven't done any of that in a very long time. But yeah, I used to be pretty good with it when I was more proficient. I wasn't doing like stage hypnotism either. It was I was doing stuff basically with overcoming traumas and stuff with anxiety and depression and things like that. So that was at least the stuff that I was doing it. Also for sleep, for some people, helping people sleep, things like that. Those were the applications I used at least in college, because that was when I actually used it the most, was in college, because people wanted to be hypnotized for all sorts of reasons. But yeah, that's the why. Thank you for the question, Lilo. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Summer asks, are you an animated person when you talk? I feel like you use your hands a lot when you speak. Happy Monday. I feel very called out there. Maybe, probably. I think I do. Fuck. Probably, yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it. Depends on who I'm talking to. If we're very close, yeah, probably. But if you're like a stranger, I'm not talking with my hands a lot. Ugh. Thank you for the question, Summer. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, where did the name Cathaniel come from? I see people using it in the comments sometimes. Have a great rest of your Monday. Cathaniel is a very old name that I got on the Discord server probably like 2 years ago, maybe. Wow, time flies. Yeah, people have just been calling me Cathaniel ever since. It's just a name from Discord. I don't mind when anyone uses like Kronk or Cathaniel or any kind of character K variation. I'm not upset about it at all, to be honest. It doesn't offend me or bother me, so yeah, call me Cathaniel all you like. It doesn't bug. So anyway, thanks for the question. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, hi Kay, I am super new to Patreon. Oh, welcome. And I was wondering if you accept scripts. I haven't noticed you fill any scripts, but I figured I'd ask. So here's the deal with scripts. Yes, I will take scripts. But you need to, if you're submitting it on the idea submission line, you got to put your Patreon username on there so I can contact you before I fill your script. Because I just need to verify you're the one who wrote it and you're not borrowing someone else's script or taking someone's script without credit. And I just need to make sure about crediting people and all that kind of good stuff. So if you have a script, love to fill it. Send me it through the idea submission line and put your Patreon username, because odds are I will be reaching out to you before I fill your script. I will not just fill a script without talking to the script writer first. I will do script fills. Also know that I will probably deviate aggressively from your script, possibly, because I end up improving, and that's just kind of where I live, so it's weird for me to stick to a script usually. Like, I will probably go off your script in some way, whether I intend to or not. So just a fair warning. So yeah. But yeah, totally will do scripts. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Ooh, Anonymous asks, two questions. Have you ever considered getting LASIK eye surgery? And what is the most intriguingly beautiful language to you? Interesting. Have a blessed rest of your day. Oh, thank you. So LASIK, no, I'm scared of lasers in my eye. Like, straight up, that's like the answer. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, no, it's not going to happen. No, they're not going to put a laser near my eye. I don't know. Yeah, it's just, that's just the end of it. I don't really want a laser near my face, if that's okay. It feels very like a Bond villain moment, you know? Like, I'm strapped to a table and they're slowly moving a laser. I don't know. It's just not for me. And then most beautiful language. I don't know. That's so hard. What always triggers my ASMR, like, without fail, is hearing someone speak another language. Like, hearing someone speak French or Spanish or, like, even if it's a language I somewhat understand, just hearing another language is just very, like, relaxing and soothing. And it just, like, I don't know, it is, and there's just something about it. And even languages that people consider, like, harsh, you know, there's, like, beauty in them. Like, German, I think, is very beautiful. Even though most people say when you hear German, it doesn't, it is a beautiful language. It just, it's context. And also when you're being spoken to and stuff. But yeah, it's like, I don't know. There's no language I think that I've heard that I'm like, it isn't pretty. I think all languages are really pretty to hear. Yeah. So the answer is all of the above. Yeah. Even English with an accent, I think is always lovely. I think it's probably one of the most consistent things that trigger my ASMR, I think, is accents and any language that isn't English. If you speak slowly in any language that isn't English, I will probably get my ASMR triggered by that. So, yeah. Thank you so much for the question. I hope you have a great rest of your day, too. Let's see. Ooh, Maddie R. asks, how many blankets are on your bed? I have 6, and everyone says it's too much. I think it's a good amount. I think it's fine. You can have literally as many blankets as you want. The only issue is I think there's a ratio, right? So if you're on a king bed, you can have, like, almost as many blankets as you want. But every time you go down to, like, a queen or a twin, or you start getting smaller mattresses, you start hitting, like, a blanket limit. There's only so many blankets, you know? But on a king, yeah, 6 blankets is totally fine. I'm trying to think how much I have. I think I have four. And I have a lot of pillows. I'm very pillow hungry, so there's a lot of pillows. But I think it's 4 blankets. Yeah, maybe 5 some days. It depends. But yeah, at least 4. So you got nothing to worry about. Thanks for the question. I really appreciate it, Maddie. All right. Anonymous asks, how long's your beard? Is it past your chest? Touching the floor? No, not there yet. Short and cute? Is it messy or trimmed? I was just curious after the hair ASMR you just posted. So it's not all the way down to the floor. Sorry to disappoint you. It is, trying to find a good way to describe how long it is. It isn't neat right now because I was supposed to clean it up yesterday and I forgot. So I'm gonna do that today, but it's definitely, like, it's short. I think it's pretty short. It's short relative to how long my beard usually is. My beard's usually much longer. So thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. This will be the last question, I think. Anonymous asks, when's the second pregnancy series starting? Sooner than you think. Thanks for the question. All right, this will be the last question. Honestly, I got a last question. Actually, maybe 2 more. I'll do 2 more. This one is, if you get to choose your last song before you die, what would you listen to? Probably Clair de Lune would be my choice. Yeah, probably Clair de Lune. Yeah, I can't think else. What would I really want? Yeah, probably Clair de Lune. Thank you so much for the question, though. Thank you, Anonymous. I appreciate it. And the last one's for Anonymous, too. You're a TV and film guy. Yeah, I would describe myself as such. Do you rewatch stuff a lot, or do you just watch things once and then never again? If you're a rewatcher like me, what's your comfort rewatches, and how many rewatches have you rewatched the most? So yeah, I'm a rewatcher. I'm a fellow rewatcher. I'm trying to think, what have I rewatched the most? I think the answer is probably, for movies, it's going to be Star Wars. It's probably going to be episode 5. I've probably seen episode 5 the most of any film, I think. I think I've seen episode 5 the most of any film, yeah. I mean, probably, maybe the third Harry Potter might be the only thing I might have seen as close in terms of reruns or rewatching, yeah. And then for TV, it's probably The Wire. I think I've seen The Wire front to back, like, more than 100 times I've seen The Wire front to back. Yeah, it's probably The Wire. And then, Venture Brothers would probably be pretty high on that list, too. I love Venture Brothers. I've seen Venture Brothers so many times. I'm so sad it's canceled. Same with Joe Pera. Joe Pera I've seen front to back so many times. So, those are probably my answers. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. And if you have a question and you'd like me to answer it, down below in the doobly-doo, there should be a link that takes you to the Get to Know Knight question page, where you can ask me whatever you want, unless it's a naughty question, where I highly recommend you go over to Naughty Get to Know Knight, where I answer all the naughty questions. And if you have a request, head over to the idea submission page, and you can request whatever you like. Anyway, I've been Knight. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye, everyone.